It is time for the local hero spotlight. And this time we're going to be talking about all the winter fairs that are going to be going on in the region. We got Claire Marno, the program director for CESA, the Community Involved in Sustaining Agriculture. And we've got Tamsin Flanders, who's the Amherst Winter Market Manager. Good morning, folks.
Morning.
Good morning.
Now, before we get going here, I have been informed, Claire, that you are the winter fair queen.
That is accurate.
Do you have like ladies in waiting or things like that?
I don't. I guess it's mostly just a crushing responsibility.
What does the Winter Fair Queen do?
I work for CESA, and CESA is working this year with the Winter Farmers Markets in Amherst, Greenfield, Northampton, and Springfield to bring special Winter Fair days to the markets. Ongoing winter markets that happen all season long. On the Winter Fair days, we bring workshops and bartering, and there's live music and hot food and all sorts of fun community stuff going on at the market.
Do you make appearances as the queen?
I make appearances as a frazzled CESA staffer.
No crowns or...
Nothing too glamorous.
No fixed marriages. Tamsin Flanders is with us, the Amherst Winter Market Manager. Now, all winter long, you guys are going with these farmers markets.
Yeah, the Winter Fair is a four-month market. Begins in the beginning of December and ends at the end of March.
And so this Winter Fair that's coming up this Saturday from 10 to 2 at the Amherst Regional Middle School.
Yeah, the mid-winter celebration of how much food and how many farmers we have. From the vegetable farmers' point of view, it's a lot of greens grown in greenhouses, stored onions and squashes and cabbages and other root vegetables.
I think people are often really surprised when they go to a winter farmers market to see the range of food that's available. So that's sort of why we're doing the winter fair, to bring people in and show off what the farmers markets are doing all winter.
Now, this thing at Amherst, at the Amherst Farmers Market, at the Amherst Regional Middle School on this Saturday from 10 to 2, this is kind of an all-day event with all kinds of things going on. Got some free workshops here.
Yeah, we have a workshop at 10:15 about growing sprouts, a workshop at 11:15 on lacto-fermenting, and a workshop at 12:15 about growing vegetables throughout the winter.
And they're all free, and people don't have to sign up. They can just come to the market and stay for a workshop.
Lacto-fermentation is one of these. Aaron Nefalbo is going to be running that. Brining techniques?
It's a really easy and delicious way to preserve food. So like sauerkraut is lacto-fermented, mm-hmm. Kimchi is lacto-fermented. It's a traditional way of making cucumber pickles. And Aaron works at Real Pickles, which is a lacto-fermentation business up in Greenfield. So he'll be talking about how people can do that at home.
Where's the brine come from?
You make the brine, salt and water. And
Yeah.
So easy.
Pack the veggies in.
It's easy?
Yeah, it really is.
You just got to keep your eye on it.
And you got some vendors.
Yeah, this Saturday we'll have 37 vendors at market, including some craft vendors, some jewelry, and some art.
People who use the SNAP program and the food stamps. All that stuff's going to be doubled?
Yeah, so as a special thing for Winter Fair, CESA is going to be doubling SNAP or food stamps up to $10. So the Winter Farmers Market and all the Winter Farmers Markets in the area accept SNAP every week. But this week, when people come and spend SNAP dollars, we'll match their spending.
I'm talking to Claire Marno, by the way, who's the program director for CESA, the Community Involved in Sustaining Agriculture. She's also known in parts far and wide as the Winter Fair Queen. We're also talking to Tamsin Flanders, who's the Amherst Winter Market Manager. Now, aside from this big event, the Winter Fair in Amherst, at the Amherst Farmers Market on Saturday, you've got a couple of others coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Right. So we're doing Amherst on January 25th, Greenfield on February 1st, and Northampton and Springfield on February 8th.
Keep you busy.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy month.
Does the Queen go around to bless all of these various markets?
Yes. I'll be there.
You will?
Yep. And there will be workshops and bartering and music and the same sort of fun extra add-ons at all of the markets.
Bartering. Explain the whole essence of bartering and how that plays into this.
Well, we are going to be partnering with Valley Food Swap. Corinne is going to be coming and helping to facilitate this. So people can bring their own home-preserved or homemade or homegrown foods. The idea is that if you have, 20 jars of strawberry jam, you could bring a couple of those and trade them with somebody else who has more jars than they need of pickles or something like that. Sort of a social activity, a way of chatting with other people who like to do food preservation or who like to cook or who like to garden. And it's a way of diversifying what people are eating this time of year. Casual, and it's fun and low pressure.
So nobody comes in and says, my little tiny jar of jam that's worth about 9 of your things, right? Nobody says that.
No, it's non-competitive, and everyone seems to leave happy whenever we've done this.
Yeah, I bet.
So that'll be at 1 at the Amherst Winter Farmers Market on Saturday.
We're talking about the winter fairs. They're coming up in the area. We've got the Winter Fair Queen right here. The first one kicks off this Saturday at the Amherst Regional Middle School. Where can people find out more about these events?
There's more information about all of the winter fairs at buylocalfood.org, which is CESA's website.
And most everything you want to know about the Amherst Winter Market can be read at amherstwintermarket.com.
Thank you. What do I call you?
Your Highness.
Well, thank you, Your Highness. And Tamsin Flanders, thank you for coming in. This has been the Local Hero Spotlight as the Winter Fair begins. Thanks, guys.